You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Did you know that the guy who closed the U.S. airspace on 9/11, you remember that? All the planes were shut down and stuff. It was his first day on the job. Can you even imagine that? It was on the morning of September 11, 2001. His name was Ben Slinney. He was settling into his first day as FAA operations manager. Probably managed to shake a few hands, immediately forgot everyone's names, had an awkward employee ID photo taken before news erupted about multiple aircraft getting hijacked and a coordinated attack on America. At the time, nobody knew if any of the other thousands of planes in the skies were also compromised. He sent a message to his bosses asking for permission to cancel all takeoffs across the country. Never heard back from him. So we decided to go big or go home. And he ordered, without consulting anyone, all planes in the air to immediately divert to the nearest airport. It was an unprecedented shutdown of U.S. airspace. Remember how quiet the skies were that week? 4,500 of the affected planes had landed safely. He held his breath. He basically waited for the bosses to demand his rear end for breakfast. That's basically what he was waiting for. But he was wrong. He'd cost the airline industry billions of dollars for nothing. In the end, however, no one came for him except to say, why didn't you shut it down sooner? You know, because bureaucrats, they're never satisfied.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
9/11, right? Very impressed. I remember one time when I first heard somebody say that. It's been years ago. He said, something happened. Our culture would have never called those numbers 9/11. We would have never said it that way. We would have said 911. But because of events. Anyway. But this story that happened over the weekend that illustrates, and I've heard this, and you probably have too. But a pastor was in the middle of his message, and he felt led to go jump into the baptismal. Now, though, he really felt God saying, right now, go jump into the baptismal. And to make a long story short, I mean, I don't know how long it took him before he's like, why? You know, but he did it. He put his Bible down. He put his message down. He went and jumped in the baptismal, and then within seconds, this kid came running from the back on his knees, crying, bawling, asking for forgiveness from God. And they found out, he said, I had been sitting in the back making fun of you. And I said to God, if there is a God, he said, I said, if this man is really hearing from you, you tell him to go jump in that baptismal. And lo and behold, you went and did it.
Awesome.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Again, I'd say congratulations to a 19-year-old raised in Florida who won her first major tennis tournament at the U.S. Open this weekend. Coco is her nickname, Coco Gauff. And she's from an athletic family, her parents. So she was going to go into something, but she said, I was inspired to pick up the tennis racket by the Williams sisters. Interesting. They look a lot alike, right? And, you know, that inspires people when people see people that look like them in those positions, prominent positions. It doesn't matter if it's athletics or not. It inspires them. I can do it, too. And she did it. And I was surprised. Normally, in individual sports, when you win, it can be incredibly emotional. I don't know if you watch golf or even gymnastics, or especially tennis, golf, you know, they go through a lot. And I'm so amazed that, like, the second before they win, they're going through their routine. Here they are doing what they always do, and they win, and they just lose it. I mean, the emotion, this raw emotion just pours out of them. And she had to collect herself real quick, go shake hands with her opponent, and then with the lady in the seat, the judge there and stuff. And she's going through packing up her stuff. They give them a few minutes before the presentation of the trophy starts and all that. You know, it takes quite a few minutes. They have to get everything packed up and stuff in their bag. And she did that. And then she turned around and kneeled at her chair. Now, I said, she is praying. There is no doubt about it. She has clasped hands in front of her head, bowed, praying. And Tony Dungy, the first black NFL coach to win the Super Bowl, in the Hall of Fame, broadcaster, called out ESPN. He said, I hate to break this to you, Sports Center, but Coco Gauff was not soaking it all in. She was praying. She's been very open about her Christian faith. And that's, I remember them saying that. Well, she's kind of soaking it all in. I was like, mm-hmm. So anyway, good for Tony.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
On 9/11 anniversary, of course, just about every story surrounding it involves loss. There was such tremendous loss. I thought I'd share some of those with you. Pays to listen to your mom. Holly would say that. Holly Winter, September 11th, 2001. It's going to be the day of a blissful reunion for her and her college friends on her mother's intuition. She did not come to New York. See, she lived in Denver at the time. She said, I was supposed to be at the Twin Towers on September 11th with my two best friends from college who lived, one lived in Chicago, one lived in New York City, and the one that was in New York City, of course, worked all the time. So they said, well, we better meet where they are. Right, we'll meet where they are. The idea was have breakfast at the One World Trade Center. It was the only date that worked was September 11th. Our plan was to fly in that night before, get to the office at 8 o'clock with breakfast, champagne, and caviar was his favorite. She said, I called my mom, who lived upstate New York, let her know I was coming to town. She told me she was coming to visit me instead, and I said, no, you got to change your trip. This is, you know, you're retired. Your schedule's a lot more flexible. But she refused, saying it felt like the right time to visit. Wow. And Holly said, okay, I canceled the trip with her friends. So they decided, they met that morning. They called her at 8 a.m. They laughed and talked for a while and hung up. She said, I hung up so they could enjoy the visit without keeping me on the phone. Lost both of them. It's one of the many, many stories.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I just want to bring in Mr. Mark Hall. Yay! From Cash and Crowns. You can see the entire interview. You can see it because we Zoomed each other. And I want to know what Mark was said about how, what the concert is going to be like, sir.
We are actually bringing a string section with us on that tour. So you're going to have the Crowns moments, but they're going to have an orchestra behind us, you know, playing with us. You know, strings have always been a big part of Crowns.
Right, I was going to say, yeah.
Melody playing strings. So it's going to really, I don't know, it's going to give some weight to it, I believe. And I think at the same time, we still have our fun and do all the fun songs. But what we worked our set list through is the very first record and then going through every record and playing songs all the way through the 20 years.
It's going to be a blast.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.